would just, Chip has your name tags in front of you. You all know Chip Bentley from the Appalachian Council of Governments. You know me over here, Rebecca Overton. Peanut Gallery in the back is Chief Michael Smith, Fire Chief, Interim Chief Caitlin Pope, Police Chief, and then Andrea Kelly with the Seneca Journal.
Good to see everybody today. So my name is Chip Bentley. I work for the Appalachian Council of Governments. As you might have heard, I've worked there for essentially forever now. It's been a long time. I was a much younger person when I moved to the Upstate. And, you know, we do a lot of different things here in the Upstate. I'm a planner by trade, but we get involved in all kinds of projects, from aid services to grants to planning and economic development. So Jack of all trades, master of none at our office. So we kind of, you know, ask a question, we'll find somebody to answer it for you kind of thing. And today what we're here for is just to kind of lead you guys in sort of a goal setting session, mainly just work through kind of issues, you know, what are the things that are on your list of things you want to accomplish in the next year, and then figure out a way to work through those, put them on the list, prioritize them, and then work through, flesh out kind of the key ones. And so what we'll do is we'll just start now with just you guys throwing up on the board here, sheets of paper. I'll write it down, whatever comes to mind, what you want to do. And then we'll take those and we'll kind of break them down and group them, because there are probably a lot of suggestions that are similar or fit together or connect, and so we'll try and group those. And then we'll kind of go through prioritization. Once you do that, we'll start with the top ones, and it's just a simple dot exercise. I didn't get these cut ahead of time, so I'm going to trust everybody to use 6 dots. So we'll hand those out. You'll do those, and then we'll start going through them and talk about, okay, so here's what you want to do. What can we accomplish? What are the next steps? What do we need to do? And we'll get through as much of that as we can. And we'll focus on, you know, the top 5, 10, whatever that be. But whatever time we have, we'll work through those and get to the end. So this first part will be the shortest part. The second part will be that. This is just hopefully y'all talking more than me and me listening and scribing here. And then as we go, feel free to get up and walk around, do whatever you need to do. It's a very informal process. I handed out a sheet that just kind of lists the outline of what we'll do. I'll try and take some breaks as we go along, hopefully good points and everything. And any questions about that before we start? Anything you want me to make sure? Okay. So with that, I will open it up to everybody. And what are the key issues you guys want to address in the next year?
Hire a police chief.
Hire a police chief. As we go along, I promise I can read this eventually. I'm not sure everybody else. I'll just tell you now. What else?
Break ground at Hall Street, Hall Road Project.
Yeah. What is that project?
It's a recreation complex.
Okay.
Called that the marquee sign.
Cool. Thank you. Just up from the Oak Drive Basin.
Yes.
Street Basin. Did we anticipate starting the Main Street development?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a big one.
So what's that?
The revamp in the Main Street.
Okay. The streetscape?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can almost run through your knock the easy ones off that you teed up for us out of your for yesterday here.
I was looking at this for the new project.
I wasn't going to say, but.
Go ahead. Break ground and complete Anderson Park renovations.
Anderson Park?
Yes.
Okay.
We have secured a grant for the street light improvement. I would like to see them actually in. And more sidewalks.
as many times as I've ever done this, I've never understood why they don't make these taller, because I'm not this short, and it's very hard to write at the bottom. You just lose half the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so sidewalks, I assume that's townwide.
Yeah.
But streetlight improvements, Anderson Park project, break ground, what else?
Complete Eustace Field. Yes. Eustace Field, we got.
Okay.
Y-O-U-S-E.
Backboard.
Yeah.
Public bathrooms.
The public restrooms downtown was something we had on our list last year, and we discussed that anymore.
It's in the what could be your next phase of downtown streetscape. So it was outside the boundary of what we planned this time, but if you continue past Lucky, kind of coming back up by Walgreens, that area in there was where we had talked about the restrooms we got. If you want to move them somewhere else, we could do that, but that's where that master plan showed them.
I'd like to see a decision made and a plan implemented with City Hall improvements.
Unity Church Road water tank.
Desires.
Sell Riley Street property or find a use for it.
Happy to hear staff too. Incorporate that.
Watch the city clerk retire.
What'd you say?
Watch the city clerk retire.
And then you'll watch the city administrator cry.
I was going to say, that's not loud. I have some people in my office like that. I'm like, no, you can't. Sorry. That's...
Find a lock in contract for city clerk so she cannot. We put this on there, and we're going to continue to put this on every year, whether we can do anything or not, but request additional funding from the city, from the county, for the city recreation.
Okay.
Was that Oak Street behind beside Ingalls?
Yeah.
Is that going to be something we have to address this year?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to creating the, getting it engineered and designed, and then putting a funding plan together, but.
I guess it's Oak Street Sewer Project, is that what you want to label that as?
Okay.
So will we finish phase one of the downtown master plan this year, Kevin?
No.
No? All right. So I don't need to dream about phase two.
Well, you can, because part of, well, one, you should always dream. But two,
you're so sweet.
But two, as this year progresses, we'll have a chance to ask the SCDOT for TAP, Transportation Alternative Program, funds that may allow us to do phase one and two kind of in parallel. Some of the timeline could overlap. So if you want to throw that in there.
And you don't have to necessarily limit this to just what you think you can accomplish this year. You know, if it is part of, you know, phase one versus phase two, throw that out there, and when we start fleshing this out a little bit more in the second half, we'll be able to sit there and say, okay, these are all the things you want to accomplish with, you know, the streetscape facade improvement. But we know we only get this done this year, but here would be the next step after that, which cues you up moving forward. Also makes you ready, so in case money falls in your lap somewhere, another pandemic or something, and you just decide to print more money, you know, then you're like, hey, I already got the second part keyed up, let's go. You know, so you don't have to necessarily limit to things you can accomplish this year in this, but, you know, just what your priorities are for seeing things happen. So, and we'll talk about some of that when we get to Streetscape.
Yeah, I'm really excited about walkability and accessibility from the North Street side of town to downtown.
One of my favorite things to always add, a water feature or a splash pad, something like that. And I know there is going to be a great one out of the complex of something.
Something put a nice skate rink on in the winter.
Yeah.
My dad was it? Tacoma has that.
Yeah.
Tacoma and Green will have a small ice.
Kevin, we've got 5-year capital project plans, equipment replacement plan already in place for all the utilities. You got that?
I don't have it. We don't have it listed out. It's more in Kevin Harbin's head. So.
But you do have something, some kind of organization. Last year, that was one of the things we wanted to do. So we've got that.
Yeah. But maybe that should be something that you push me to do, is to put it on paper so you can see it.
Out of Kevin Harbin's head.
5-year capital project and equipment replacement plan for each utility.
When that also goes for police and fire.
They got equipment too.
We still have some more cruisers we need to replace and another truck or two for, I say fire truck, not fire engine, just.
We discussed that difference yesterday, right?
We did.
You want a fire pickup truck?
Or the chief does, really. No.
Sorry, I'll end it off.
I have communication, and I'm thinking more to try to narrow it down to more.
Okay.
You know, I believe our town department heads and city hall and a lot of people do well within their groups. But when you get trying to get out the information to everybody, and please, I'm right there too. You know,
right.
I just think
it's every community's challenge.
A dissemination.
Yeah. And you know, our new website's really beautiful, and that's going to be very helpful. It's mm-hmm. That's only going to get better. But sometimes it's almost that internal. Between all and everybody.
Yeah,
agreed. Last year we had community newsletter on there, and I don't know if that's still something that would help with what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Not just get it out to everybody here,
right.
But
wouldn't they talk about going out in like the utility bill or something then?
Okay. We can definitely flesh that out a little bit more. communication's one of those things that it seems really easy. It's not, but it is still low-hanging fruit. You just got to put a little thought into it and get a plan. So.
Yeah, maybe even developing a communication.
And it's only
right.
I had a citizen say to me the other day, I said, be honest with me, tell me, what do you think we do? Y'all do nothing. And I said, what? And I said, can you kind of narrow that down for me? What do you think we're doing? And then I just started saying things we're doing, and it was like, but I know it's also the communicate E has to look for that information. Or, you know,
right.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them out there that you could build a Taj Mahal next door to their house.
Yeah.
And if they want a bush cut next door and you don't do that, then you've done nothing.
That's right. It's crazy.
It is a challenge for every community. So don't feel like you're singled out, and that for all of them, as much information and as much transparency as you can put out there, it requires them to seek it out.
Right.
Instead of just listening to somebody in that story, getting the Coconut Telegraph, so to speak, goes around and creates this whole narrative that has nothing to do with reality, but everybody believes it, you know. And it's social media has made the Coconut Telegraph way more pervasive than it used to be.
Well, and we used to talk about three modes of communication, and this is from work experience, from church experience. You used to put something in print, put something online, and say it out loud. And those were your three modes of communication. And what's happened with that online forum is how it is displayed online becomes whether or not, but it impacts how visible something is. So, for example, I have been saying for 3 years how to access our church directory. It's in every email. And on my desktop computer, when I look at that email, it's on the sidebar. You can't miss it. But if you open that email from your smartphone, it's at the bottom, and you have to scroll all the way down. So we just discovered we have people that haven't been able to access our directory because they didn't realize they had to scroll all the way down, because the only way they're checking all my information is on their phone. So, you know, just the whole understanding of what it means to communicate.
Yeah. So, and it's, you know, within any organization. So my wife works part-time doing administration stuff at our office. And yesterday I got home and she was complaining about Steve, our executive director, was asking questions of people yesterday about things she had already sent emails to them.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. It's even within a group that is very tight-knit and communicates all the time, he's looking for things that she's like, well, I sent it to him last week. He's like, well, that's last week's emails. Who's going back to that? You know, and it's, so, it, you know, even when you have a good system, it's really hard to get everybody these days on that, so.
Assess the LA building and determine a use for that.
The what?
The L.A. building, that's the big building over there below the middle school.
Oh, yeah, that was on your list last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it a ready-to-go building?
No, it needs a lot of work. It's got leaks. We need to determine if it's worth salvaging or not.
I gotcha.
And if there's any money to put into it or just tear it down.
Did we ever find out who owns the tennis courts?
It
was just on the list.
It's on the school property, but that is something we could do. That's one of the things I was going to mention, all the recreation property improvements. That was my next one.
Okay.
And that's tennis court,
okay.
Landscaping it, the ball fields. But yeah, we talked about tennis courts the last 3 years, hadn't anything with them. We did go to pickleball over there, but
yep.
I don't know what it would cost or if we'd have to resurface it.
Did Mahologist do that?
I think so.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they
Everybody's going to that now. Everybody loves pickleball.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
You gotta continue to push code enforcement. It's something that we're currently doing, something that we did a lot from last year, but I still want to see it up there.
I was thinking so, too. Like, what I was just thinking about, you know, what a next step, dreaming about next step for some of these third level vacant buildings. Like you talked about yesterday, is it time to demo the greenhouse?
Are you, I guess my question, just for clarification on that, are you ready to see those in front of you? Meaning, we have them ready, it's just at the point of you giving us the approval to demo.
how long it's going to take us to recoup it if we go that route.
But that would be part of what you would bring to us.
Yes, I would bring that to you because, you know, we've held off for different reasons on the different three properties.
I mean, I'm not looking to hit the hornet's nest, but I don't want to slow down either.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I think I'd like to see it.
We
would have to move on it if we don't want
to. It's steady foot on the gas, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to. We've had traction with the Vacant Building Act now. I'd hate to see us take the foot off the gas completely.
No, not at all. Stay steady.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it look like to move forward? Yeah. Because we need to constantly be moving forward. Your running analogy for you for the day.
And back to that kind of the same topic we talked about yesterday, though, just the marketing. You talked about those two entities that are out there that we can bring in to try to draw some more revenue to the city by bringing businesses in. I'd like to look into that a little more and see what those options are.
Is that recruitment or?
So the way we talked about it yesterday, we talked about marketing / recruiting businesses.
Okay.
Did I get that
we've
right?
We've got that. We've done that a few minutes ago. We have a marketing plan for the city. Yeah. That was one of them we've already got.
Okay. I was thinking of that.
I wrote it. Yeah, it's the fourth one down on the first page.
Yeah, it's right there.
I was just thinking of it as this stuff, not as much as that stuff.
Well, you already got these. You don't need to put these on the list.
I want to demonstrate you the size differentiation.
Or a round one for the car.
See there? I always come back.
Oh, big one.
Give me some of those from Cracker Jack. You lick them, you stick them on.
Stick
them.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's the kind of thing. So, you know, putting it out there doesn't hurt on this list because we'll start consolidating these in a second and, you know, building that out. So,
Chip, write down the extensive sidewalk maintenance plan.
I like that, Mr. Mayor.
It's not just putting new ones in, it's maintaining what we
have.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, I think that goes to the steady motion forward. We got some money. We did some sidewalk repairs. What does it look like to improve upon that?
Well, and you know, to that point, this year we hope to do our paving list out of C funds. And once we complete that, then we can go back and ask for more C funds.
Okay.
But we can begin the prep for the sidewalks while we're doing the paving, so that once we close it out, we'll be right back in.
This is a small one, but increase the pay for the recreation umpires and referees.
Is he still having a problem getting people to help?
We are. Other than that, our kids' ball game waited 30 minutes because they didn't have referees or umpires. We wait 30 minutes before somebody shows up because they don't get paid enough.
Is that part of the problem? Just people don't want to ref anymore because they take too much of a beating out there?
Well, the young kids now are not like my age. We had to work to have money. Now they have money. They do it for fun. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to pay enough to get adults to do it. Okay. These kids are just not dependable.
Yeah.
It's also competition, Seneca, Wahala, Clemson.
That's fair.
Yeah, for the adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing. I heard it 5 different times at baseball game umpires complaining that they make more Wahala and Seneca than they can here.
And then we just had the 3 minutes between or 100 years being reps.
Last year.
So, I mean, that's the generation. You know, so.
Yeah, that generation is leaving out.
Yeah.
These young ones, they're not that dedicated to it.
Yeah, my son used to ref. He's 24 now, but he ref certainly. He's about 14 when he could through about 18. And he made good money on the side, but it was not something he was going to keep going. And he showed up when he was scheduled, but he didn't always ask for times because he wasn't, you know, it's already going to be regular.
Used to do it for $5 a game when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can, if they come in on the evening, they can make $100 in the evening.
Yeah.
After they get home and they have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Now if we can figure out a way they can referee from their phone and their couch.
My dad did it for years.
Yeah.
He was an official.
We did it. I mean, I remember getting $3 a game when Raymond was here.
Well,
That was where we started.
I don't know what Daddy made.
It's tough too. You get like, I wouldn't let my wife go out and watch him ref because she'd get mad at parents.
Oh,
he actually didn't care. He kind of laughed at everybody. He's like, yeah, whatever. But she couldn't watch him. I'm like, no, you're not allowed to watch him.
Yeah, my dad had quite a few beer bottles thrown at him.
Yeah.
We had a machete brought out over here. Hollow Creek one time. No kidding.
Same guy?
No. We had a guy brought a machete out going after an umpire.
How would you work? My thought, the 123 side of Main Street, back to the businesses and stuff, something needs to be done to
make
that a little bit more attractive. Is that part of our downtown plan, or is that something?
Yeah, well, you know, interesting, because you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. We have a local development corporation that gives out grants 50-50 up to $10,000.
Yeah.
But right now, the rules exempt any parking lot improvements, because we had this where we'd like to help Yusuf's out, but it's specifically not allowed. But we get to make the rules. So it could be something that, to address not just what could have helped Miriam at Yusuf's, but the backs of those buildings where they could do a landscape parking area and get reimbursed for it. It's going to help improve the way it looks. It could be asking the local development corporation, which you're on, to make some rule adjustments to allow for that.
Okay, so I'm hearing two things. One is improvements to the backside of Main Street buildings.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then the other is development board.
So you said yesterday the rule is the footprint of the building is what they're allowed.
Yeah.
So even if they added a deck on the back, that would be off the footprint, I guess. It's not.
Yeah.
So it's the building, not the property.
Correct.
How they can reword that in order to...
Or they could just take parking lots out of the excluded. That would be one. And then there's a pretty detailed list that covers pretty much everything that they've thought of in the past and things we added since I've been here, like electrical and plumbing, that people kept coming back for that it wasn't covered, but increases the value of the building to have those things fixed. So maybe it's time now to keep broadening. There's about $34,000 in that account right now, and we've not had any recent applications. Well, we had a run of applications at the end of the year to finish off that municipal association grant. Say all that to say, there's money.
Yeah.
The original idea was to help businesses get open if they couldn't get open, and then help them with whatever their improvement costs were that were going to help their business. We're not getting enough people to apply for it.
Yeah.
So one of the things I think right now, that grant would be, it would allow for the maintenance on the back of those buildings as far as painting those buildings, cleaning those buildings up. Mm-hmm. We could actually offer that now, just go to those building owners and say, look, we've got this grant, we'll give you X amount if you'll paint it, clean it up. Mm-hmm. Well, that could be done right now, I think, without any changes.
Right.
And then if we want to do anything more with the parking lots, the problem is they're all so close together, and you can't get them to work together. We tried that Moon's Drug and Barrett's, all that through there. We were trying to get them to do one walkway.
Right.
Everybody pay their part, and we build one big long deck all the way across the back where you could access it from Retreat Street. But the building owner that next to Retreat Street wouldn't agree to it. So then everybody's responsible for doing their own deck, and they're going to do it differently. They're not going to make it match. It's a hodgepodge.
Mm-hmm. Think of that as unique. It's your uniqueness.
Well, that's being nice, Chip.
That's unique.
It's all about how you speak.
We're blunt here, Chip.
It's okay.
We're
going to make it.
Definitely for reference.
But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't take much if you had a grant. There's what, 5-6 buildings along that one little stretch?
Oh, easy.
If each one of them were eligible for a grant, and they could all get together and pay one contractor to paint it all, build decks across the back, then it would cover the cost of that easily. But they'd all have to agree. That's the hard part.
And like council. Sorry.
What else? I'm going to look and see if covered everything we talked about yesterday and last year.
I've been going down the list of last year.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of it we've done. A lot of it we actually have completed.
This was opened up to the manager, correct? I mean, the chiefs back here, right? They have suggestions?
That's up to you all.
Yeah. I'm about to ask them if they're not. They're going to have to.
We had a list last year, too.
Yeah, we've got a list. Where is it at? On the police department last year, we had additional staffing, two. A sign-on bonus for new employees, two new cars per year in rotation, new tasers, two additional flock cameras, and a laptop broken. Is all that in place now, or is that?
For the most part, I think we can always see more employment just to get up to the numbers, get up to 24-hour coverage.
That's nine, right? You need nine to do that?
I think the actual number would be 10 if you wanted the chief to just be Monday through Friday. If you want the chief to be on a shift, then it would be.
Okay.
Did you mention the sign-on bonus?
Yeah, that was on the list last year.
That would be helpful, not necessary per se, but it would be helpful because a lot of departments do offer that. And that's how you get certified officers.
Well, I had a note in here that it was Clemson was doing $7,500 broken down into four payments from last year. I don't know what they're doing now.
That's what they're doing currently.
So we can put it on the list. I mean, if anything you think you want, we put it on there. They might get blackballed, but we can put it on the list.
Yeah, that's the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Equipment or just staff?
We're good on the equipment. We're still doing the video, so
that's helpful. Michael, you had additional staffing, three members, and reporting software.
Our reporting software is being built out, so we got that, which we have to maintain every year at a lower cost than the initial. We still need people because the people we got last year brought us to where we were in 2012, so we're that far behind. And then at some point we need to start replacing some extrication equipment because it's going out of date.
Education equipment?
Extrication.
Oh, extrication.
And then the one vehicle that Kevin spoke about.
Is there anything else, Chief, in terms of, like, the facility's good? You guys have the technology you need. We just got, I'm going to call them the Scott Air Packs. I know it's a different name. You've got quite a few things that we have kept the department up with. Is there anything else that we've not addressed that you guys, in terms of gear or equipment that you...
Yes, we're trying to work through it now with the minimum amount of money we have. We used to budget $15,000 a year for a gear replacement program, and that's when we had all the volunteers. Without volunteers, I took that out of the budget because we didn't spend it. We still don't have the volunteers. Under NFPA this past year, they passed a new thing as part of the cancer reduction bill that the Senate put in. We're supposed to, every person is supposed to have two sets of bunker. So we're trying to get everybody new. So yeah, probably putting that back in, that 10 to 12,000 back in, would go a long way to do that. Other than that, our extrication equipment is a huge thing for not only us, but the general population.
All right, and then Kevin, for administration, we had administrative assistants, which we don't have because he's not here. I don't know what happened to him. He just don't show up.
Reagan?
Yeah, evidently, we got him on here.
When he listens to this recording, he's going to shed a tear.
Yeah, that's fine. The fire service issue, you got that taken care of. Police funding, that's still...
Well, that's every year, you know, it's...
Yeah. Increased annexation. We did a little, we hadn't, we talked about that though, so that's already on there.
Yeah.
Increase the utility pay and Rebecca's pay. We got all that taken care of where it needs to be.
Well, you know.
Don't speak, Rebecca.
I guess the challenge is, just like you talking about my pay yesterday, we're only as good as our last increase.
Yeah.
And everybody else is increasing. So you did a great job in providing pay for the police officers and the firefighters in the 23-22 budget. I think we made a giant leap, and in my opinion, we stopped losing some folks because of pay, but we're only as good as the next group making their increase, so we've got to keep those increases coming. And at some point, I think that will level out, but right now, because of all the inflation pressure, particularly for public safety and trade workers, CDL drivers, we're needing less linemen, but our water plant operators, the folks that need licensings and that kind of thing, the pressure on those folks gets to be more and more because there's less people willing to do it. You got less people willing to be firefighters, less people willing to be police officers. So keeping that pay moving so that we stay competitive in the, because we aren't just competing with Wahala and Seneca in those regards, we're competing with Clemson and Clemson University. And so, the thing is, always keep it moving is my suggestion.
That's just a yearly thing we're going to have to make sure we can do, we can afford to do.
I don't know why you'd increase your clerk's pay if she's going to leave.
Oh, she's already told us she's out. She ain't getting another raise.
They need to increase the
period.
She only worked 26 years. She only worked 26 years. Oh.
Right. Most of us have to work 40 or 50 years.
You ain't getting 40 years.
I've already got 40 years.
No, from me.
Yeah, well, look how easy you got it now. It's better. Look how wonderful your
Dang,
job
I'm
is.
I'm going to have to listen to all the things she says about you later.
Let me get it. Hang on.
Record it.
Hang on.
That pot of grits going to cross the room here in a minute.
No, I'll put this out.
Serve us, which is good service for the people that are here, but it's also good for Long Creek, Mount Rest, and surrounding areas.
Yeah, and with that could be including that in the design of the gymnasium, could also be including that in renovation plans for City Hall, or if you have something that we're in control of the physical asset, the building, to set aside space that can be used for that.
I know we got Rosa Clark, right?
Rosa Clark's coming in,
but they're not $24 paying.
No.
I think there's after hours something where they don't, you know, our people don't have to drive to Seneca or Greenville, Anderson, like Tacoa, somewhere like that. We could offer that here. I think that'd be a good
that LA community. Building would facilitate something like that over next to school. And that's another thing we've talked about. A City Hall building, looking at a different building. I know that's not downtown, but I mean that's a big piece of property. Plenty of parking, plenty of access, a big room for meetings. So that's something we can look at.
Around here in the grass, because he's got EMS, first responder stuff, something they couldn't handle 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin, you mentioned about buying, somebody said building. Didn't you say lease? Did you say about leasing the building?
Yeah, so you could, as long as anything that we own doesn't have some kind of deed restriction,
okay.
you know, just like we do with you, we lease to Oconee County First Steps that office space. We can do that with anything that we have. Is that the direction you were looking at, or are you talking about us leasing?
Well, I'm thinking about like the Walgreens building. One level, huge building, in the center of town, everybody, you know, everything. You know, the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, that's my dream. That's a dream right there, but that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, the Walgreens is an interesting challenge because there's probably a life with that building before we start doing code enforcement to ask them to demo it.
Gotcha.
So far, they've kept the power on, which is good. So that means that I hope that means that it's not building up with mold and other things that can happen in those kind of buildings. To the point of marketing and hiring that outside company to come in and help, that would be a prime location to find a tenant to go in there. And if not, perhaps we are a better tenant to go in and use the space, divide it up, and then lease some of it out.
Any other personnel issues, like staffing-wise?
Oh, I thought you meant like their behavior.
No, yeah, sorry. Staffing issues, not for that.
We don't have enough time.
That's a whole different, we'll work Trey for that.
That's a different workshop.
Yeah, I'll let Trey handle that one.
So the challenge is, and you heard Chief Pope talk about what they need in terms of police officers to have the 24/7 coverage. We just got 3 firefighters in the fire department, but that's the volunteers are almost a thing in the past. I'm sure you're seeing that in your other communities you serve. So continuing to address public safety staffing needs for, I almost said the 21st century. Are we in the 21st century still? Is it 22nd? Whichever one we're in?
21st.
And then the other staffing concerns that are going to come up are going to be in recreation. As we build these new facilities, we're going to have additional staff to help manage and maintain the facilities in terms of ground folks, but we may also have to hire more professional staff to help Herb as he organizes events.
And a very big lawnmower.
Big lawnmower.
Big lawnmower. Sorry, Herb, go.
I'm going to put that on.
Guaranteed.
What you need to do is find somebody like my dad who never mowed a lick of grass till he's 70 and now he's obsessed with it. Well, that's what I got to get home, mow the grass. I'm like, seriously, for 70 years, you never touched it. I don't understand.
See, so that's my dream job when I retire, is cut grass on a baseball field. Uh-huh. That's all I want to do. Retire, that's it. Let me ride a lawnmower on a baseball field.
How about other infrastructure issues? Talk some about sidewalks, roads, water, sewer.
A lot of it's already discussed right there, and we know what our limits are. Okay. Some of it's included with the master plan.
Okay.
The one thing that I put on here last year, and I would like to do, especially since we've got these trees coming, Kevin, is that little strip of grass above Veterans Park going towards 76 and 123 up to the sign. I would love to have some real big, nice trees lined up through that and mulch it. I mean, if it cut back on mowing and just give it a nicer entrance coming into town, I don't know how y'all feel, but I've got three trees.
So then the pythons have a new place to call home?
Exactly. Squirrels come to trees, food for the snakes. There you got it all in one right there.
No, I think it's a great idea.
It just dress up that in the town.
Bigger trees than the...
Thinking like a large oak.
Yeah.
You're thinking like a 10-gallon.
Here we go again.
Oh. You missed that. That's it. We had one asking us how big is a 10-gallon tree.
Look, it's 10 not gallons. My profession. I just pray over you.
Yeah, anything we can do issue like that to cut down on maintenance, the grass, and because they cannot keep it up. That's a problem. So the more we can get rid of grass, mulch is easier to maintain than the grass is.
Yeah.
They just can't keep up.
It would be cool, all jokes aside, with the exotic reptiles that are living on that.
We'll have a bamboo patch there. How about that?
I told you yesterday, let's just get a kangaroo and have an exotic zoo.
You need to take your kids back.
Giraffe. Right here in the back. Pound giraffe. That's what
Tiger King 2.0.
Look to the right and see the apple on the water tank. Look to the left, see a giraffe.
How about doing an upgrade or renovating the Veterans Park area, or either moving it up?
I think that entire little triangle, it's a half a mile loop. I think if we could have some type of enhancement there all the way through that half a mile loop, it would be great. A bench would be good in case I'm about to pass out.
I was about to ask, what do you envision in an enhancement?
There's a gazebo there.
Is that in here?
All the way to my house.
All the way to Adam's house.
There's a gazebo there with a bench in it.
There is a gazebo, yeah.
So what's an enhancement? The mayor said a few minutes ago trees, so I can visualize that. Is it more trees? Is it?
I think so. I think it's just kind of... when you look at the gazebo to the depot, there's some kind of schematic design there, right? But with that loop, there's not really a schematic design.
You're looking for a curb appeal.
Yes. I think it would be a great place for one of the water features. Just give me grits.
The only downside of that park is there's no parking to access.
No,
the only way you access is by walking.
Sure.
So it's got to be something just to look at, really, when you drive by.
Curb appeal.
Yeah.
What about public art? Because one of the things the reason I bring that up in our conversations with Clemson University is we may have the ability to partner with the Master of Fine Arts program, and if they have a dissertation and it's a large sculpture or piece of art, now usually it's what the ladies at City Hall would call weird.
Abstract.
But it also brings an element that, you know, you at least want to look at it and critique it, if nothing else.
There's also, as far as on the veteran side of things, the military side, there's a program through probably DOD where you can get, static displays. They come in, you just have to sign certain things, you'll keep it up. Whether it be a tank, a truck, a helicopter,
I agree with the mayor about the trees in the end, but I think it needs to be cleared out. There's too much overgrowth of the trees if you walk around in there. I've done that two or three times. We need to clean that out. It's pretty good light down there at night, but push it more toward into the entrance, because that is our entrance to Westminster.
Right, yeah, what I'm thinking is the row of trees in that little narrow stretch.
Yeah,
just to kind of break that up.
But you can go in and just kind of, because a lot of its leaves fall. But I thought, how much would it cost? Now, probably a lot to cut in to it to have at least three little parking spaces parallel.
That's interesting.
And then somebody could stop and make sure we have a ramp for somebody with a wheelchair.
Interesting.
But
we could do that on the upper side, on the back side.
Yeah.
There's room to do that.
People have made them there anyway.
There's an entrance.
Yes.
Where the buildings are, they can get up there and park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that would be, it gets narrow walking around that sign. That would be, I think that'd be dangerous walking from there down. But below the sign, where that big Craig Myrtle's at, it widens out enough. You could put three parking spaces.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what
you
I was
could.
Thinking.
Yeah.
And make access to it. But the maintenance is what I look at. And what you just said, there's a cluster of azalea bushes in there that's just unkempt.
Yeah.
You can't, and I know that lady works her tail off trying to keep that place cleaned up, but it's always cluttered looking.
It needs to be cleaned up.
If we build a retaining wall on the low side and done away with that bank, that's always needing maintenance, put a little retaining wall there and dress it up somehow, cut back on maintenance. I don't know what that costs, but we're getting free trees, that's a start. And taking out shrubs is pretty much free. That don't take much. It's my idea.
I'm all about improving that area.
The parking would be good, though, having
having
a few parking spaces on that upper side where you could access it.
So I'm hearing a lot of people talk about like landscaping and stuff. Is that something, do we need to review the contract with who we have, like doing the
We approached that a few years back, Dale, and what we found out was we either accept the issues we have with him now, or we pay a lot more than what we're paying, a lot more.
I remember that day, you know, I'm like at the depot. I mean, y'all were out there with the, was it the football team, baseball team, somebody.
Yeah.
Let us know. And y'all put all that mulch out there, and it was gorgeous. And then, but then, you know, the weeds, we had some hot weather and stuff like that, and you had the weeds coming right back through and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the thing. It's just there's so much they can't keep up with, so as much as we can cut back.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
well, you know, now we're doing it twice a year. So Kevin's got us on that schedule doing it twice a year. That's been very helpful. You know, the city came in and moved those big old magnolia. No. What's the name of the
Camellia.
Camellia, true. Yeah. For safety reasons and all that has been wonderful. So, you know, again, that cut back on a lot of maintenance. All kinds of stuff. So the more we can minimalist, make it look great, have quality things there. But space is important, light's important, all those kind of things to clear it up.
Why don't we just expand this then instead of just doing the Veterans Park? We know we got the downtown master plan is going to take care of that from the gazebo up.
Yeah.
Let's just look at a citywide maintenance plan for the landscaping, all of our properties, and see if we can figure out a way to save money, long-term costs.
Well, you know, and some of that we have done this fall. We sat down with Mr. Jenkins, and some of the areas, particularly in the downtown, that he was having trouble getting his guys to maintain the way we wanted it, we had Timo take that over, and then some of the stuff Timo did that was out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people, we gave to Mr. Jenkins. So we have swapped a number of things around depending on how visible it is, and we have Timo focused on stuff that has higher visibility, but 3 of every 5 days he's on a garbage truck, so he's got to pick that up the 2 days that he's not riding a garbage truck. So I think you'll see this spring, if we don't do anything else, it'll be a lot better. But I agree, having a citywide maintenance plan that we put together that we can communicate with you all, here's the frequency we expect it to be done.
What sparked that thought was what you mentioned about, you know, the town's looking better, but, you know, the comment that was made prior to what we've done. I mean, it's something that needs to continue going. You know, we're renovating, we're fixing, it's like a picture. We're not there yet, but this is going to be, when you're dealing with landscaping and stuff like that, that's an ongoing seasonal, every season, something different type thing you got to do to keep it up, or otherwise it's going to go crazy.
Well, and we're going to have higher costs to keep up Anderson Park after we renovate it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's ways to landscape properties that don't require continuous maintenance.
Right.
I've learned that over the years, that rock's your friend. Put rock down and blow leaves off of it once a year. But, I mean, there's ways we can do it. We just got to figure out what we all like.
Yeah.
But if we clean up our part, and we've got all our landscape, all our ground areas in the city cleaned up and looking good and landscaped pretty, then hopefully everybody else will kind of jump on board with that.
And I think that ties over. It makes it more attractive to businesses coming in here. You know, and as we pick up new commercial stuff, it's going to attract. It causes competition. People want to move in here and get some of it.
All right. I do want to give y'all a break real quick, but are there any other issues like this? Because we'll start consolidating these, you know, when we come back from break. Any other things you want to throw up on this list? Right?
Daily breakfast from Davey.
Okay. Put her on contract for those groups.
I'll put all the dots on that. You can use extra dots for
that. There you go.
I don't think we need the exact
All right. How about 10 minutes?
10 minutes is perfect. That's a good presbyterian right there.
Hey, man, I got another